Sorry about the delay, I was locked out and just wouldn't let me back in. But thank you to our officers here who helped me. And we can carry on now. We are looking at item number 9 on the agenda. And it's motion submitted under Procedure Rule 11 of the Council's Constitution. We've got 1 hour for all the items on here. So the first one is by Councillor Stewart. Councillor Stewart, would you like to
put your motion forward? Members, my motion reads that Council endorses the approach taken by the administration in response to coronavirus and approves development of a recovery plan that looks to rebuild the economy of the island and at the same time ensures that the continued protection of the island community. As detailed in my leader's report, which was presented earlier to full council, the Island Conservative Administration, working with many other individuals and partners, has, I believe, provided a comprehensive and effective approach and response to coronavirus. Although any death is tragic and many good people have passed on as a result of the virus, I'm able to report that as at today, our infections remain relatively low at just 422 confirmed cases. When reviewing my report and considering the intensive and flexible approach taken by the Isle of Wight Council in response to a pandemic which has swept the world, I am proud of what we have collectively achieved so far. I recognise that the battle is not yet over, and indeed we must all remain vigilant and ensure we follow all the guidance and keep ourselves and our community safe. That is why so much effort has been put into communications at all levels and in a variety of media forums. I pay tribute to our media team who have worked with me to ensure people have been informed and advised of the important information they need about coronavirus. The second part of our approach is now to develop and deliver a recovery plan that looks to rebuild the island and continues to protect our island community. Working together, we will achieve this goal, and I now ask full council to endorse our approach as we move forward. And I look for a seconder for my motion, which I believe Councillor Mostel is happy to do and will speak to the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Councillor Mostel. You'd like to second this, Councillor Mostel?
I would like to second it, and I would like to speak to the motion, please.
Yeah. Thank you. Would you like to speak now or reserve the right to speak later?
I will speak now.
If you would, please. Thank you.
I'll just wait for your live camera. Okay. A vital component of this council's response to COVID-19 has pertained to adult social care and homeless people. The people who need and use these services are amongst the most vulnerable residents of this island, and so it's been imperative that we really gave emphasis to these areas in our corporate response. I'm truly proud of the huge efforts made by staff. They literally have saved lives. I will start with housing. Very quickly into the pandemic, as part of its emergency legislation, government introduced an easement of the council's duties towards homeless people, insofar as councils did not have to establish that someone was either intentionally homeless or a member of priority need group before regarding them as homeless and having a duty towards them. In addition, councils were given 48 hours to get all homeless people using dormitory-style accommodation, such as that provided by our winter shelter at Barton, and rough sleepers into self-contained accommodation. This was achieved, and at one stage in April, this resulted in our housing needs service supporting 81 homeless people. But our housing needs service did not finish there. They also commissioned support for these people, as several have poor mental health and or substance misuse needs, and their access to these other services was fundamentally changed because of COVID. Moreover, our housing needs service have been needing three times a week multi-agency meetings with partners, including the police, health, social care and substance misuse services. So even though it remains the case that some services cannot actually meet with the homeless person and deliver the service in the way that they did previously, there is a real grip about who is going to support that homeless person. We have also retained our performance in there not being a single child living in bed and breakfast accommodation during the entire pandemic. That remains the case as of today. It has been very important that we supported the island's independent care providers, and officers have worked tirelessly to do so. One example that pertains to PPE, the council established a single route for any care provider facing extreme shortages of PPE, Since 7th of April, the council has made available over 256 units of PPE to different care providers on the island at no cost. Care providers' need for PPE has been unprecedented during COVID-19, and they have faced hyper-cost inflation in purchasing PPE. So in addition to emergency free supplies, the council has also enabled care providers to purchase at cost from its own stock of PPE that we very sensibly prepared at the beginning of April. Thirdly, we have seen 27 community hubs established during the pandemic, and literally hundreds of volunteers have come forward to meet the needs of over 5,000 people who have been shielding. The efforts of the voluntary and community sector have been invaluable in this Herculean task. Indeed, it's one of the island's jewels that we must ensure continues to shine brightly for COVID-19.
Sorry, Councillor, 3 minutes is up. Thank you. Do you want to finish next sentence? Make your next point.
In conclusion, therefore, I can close this motion. As Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care, Housing and Public Health, I am proud, humbled and inspired for how the numbers needs of vulnerable people during COVID-19 have been prioritised and met during this dreadful time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I know there's some brilliant work that's gone on the island, and I would like to thank everybody who's been involved with that, and it showed the community strength we got on our island. Councillor Laura PC Wilcox, you would like to speak, please.
I was just going to say, well, thank goodness for Claire Mosdale, Councillor Mosdale, because actually she has fully acknowledged the staff. In this motion, the wording from Councillor Hewitt is both conceited, vain and quite frankly rude. To say that it was the administration that took this approach, it wasn't just the administration, it was an awful lot of other people, as Councillor Mosdale has just said. And I think he really needs to rethink that wording. I think it's an absolute insult to think that it was just the administration and that should be taken out. The island suffered, we all pulled together. And to say the administration, I just think it's conceited, vain and rude. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Fuller, if you'd like to speak. Councillor Fuller.
I'm just coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I think Laura stole my thunder very, very much on this. I think we've had so many people pulling together. We've had our officers within the council, some of our officers have really pushed this very, very hard. I think we need the resolution that actually thanks our officers for the efforts that they put in. But in addition to that, we've had key workers, volunteers, businesses, education providers, healthcare providers, waste crews, and our town and parish councils. They have gone up, they've been asked to step up to the plate, but neither asked them to step up the plate. Leader asked us to step up to the plate, and I find that the resolution is a little bit supercilious. I feel that it should be much more inclusive of everybody that's been involved and not just the administration. And that is why I cannot support the wording of the motion. I think it should be changed to be much more inclusive of everybody that's been involved. I feel quite insulted by some of the wording. And I would like it to be changed because I feel slightly offended by the motion that the administration has done everything that they possibly can. I think we've all been involved in this, and I would like to see that being much more inclusive. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Andre, you wish to speak next?
Yes, thank you, Chair. To add to that, whilst I fully appreciate that much recognition has been given to the various different organisations through Councillor Stewart's leaders update, and very much appreciate that, and I agree with Councillor Mosdell, the work that has been done, not to highlight any particular area, but specifically within adult social care, and has just been incredible. But what we're actually being asked to vote on, let's be clear, is a motion that endorses the approach taken by the administration. And on that basis, if if a member of the public looks at the motion that we've actually voted through, they're not going to compare it to the leaders' update. They're not going to look at all the other work that has been done. So in isolation, I cannot vote for this motion, and I ask that it be withdrawn. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Lilly.
Thank you. I wish to agree with my opposition councillors in their sentiments, but I also wish to thank Councillor Mosdale for putting things into context and recognise this should be a whole community. Thank you. We have all worked at different levels, cross-party, across the whole island, in actually getting our communities through this ordeal. And I think we do need to collectively have that and share that together. It shouldn't use the word administration. I think that that actually does offend, as people have actually said. We do need to try and find wording that actually says we have done this recovery together. I think in the conversations I had as Mayor of Ryde with the leader, it was about us working together, putting our political differences apart and really coming through together. And I think that the community groups that came together, actually the voluntary sector and the parish town council came together on their own on the 17th of March to respond by the 18th of March and actually then worked with the Isle of Wight Council. They came spontaneously together. They were not instructed, they were not a sort of advised. That those communities, whether it's from Benbridge to Totland to Ryde, East Cowes, all over Pan Estate, they came together. They were not actually asked to. They voluntarily came out and said, we will be together as an island. And we need to really honour that within that. All the hundreds, if not thousands of volunteers on this island, and all the workers, whether it was a worker in Tesco's, in shops, the corner shops, we have had a huge community effort, and we should acknowledge that in any wording talking about COVID and COVID recovery.
Thank you, Councillor Lilly. Councillor Jones-Evans, you're next to speak.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, again, to endorse what my colleagues have said, firstly, in thanking Councillor Mosdale for her words for Crazy Adult Social Care, and again, for this is has to be a community approach. We have to thank everybody that put their time in and sacrificed so much during this unprecedented time. It's a time which actually should transcend politics and not get bogged down by it, and let's just remember that situation we were in and are in still, let's not forget. I will say thank you very much for Councillor Stewart himself, Councillor Peace, to Community Action, Age UK, and to John Metcalf for helping Newport get set up. Pan together, we're doing a great job, and the rest of Newport needed some assistance, so I will thank them so much that we were able to move forward and get that community sponsor for the rest of Newport. So thank you very much. The other, I'm not going to dwell any more on the first part of the motion, because I think that's been well spoken of. But the issue I have is the recovery plan, because I don't think we have handled recovery quite so well. Many councillors this evening will be aware that I was pushing and cajoling and doing my very best to get a really good response to the social distancing measures, doing my best to ensure there was more space for walking, more space for cycling, an approach to social distancing that was actually pleasant to look at and not what we have in front of us, facing us at the moment. I mean, what one person has said to me, it's like you know, is actually telling us not to come here. The red and white is very, very scary, and it's saying, please don't come here. But that actually is detrimental to the recovery of our town centres. You know, we're telling people to come to the Isle of Wight, it's such a beautiful place to be, and yes it is, but you come to our town centres and they are not welcoming. And in fact, to make people more anxious because there isn't the space for people to social distance, is actually damaging more than you can realise. And we've spent, I believe, £120,000 on creating this. It's quite shocking, especially if I started, you know, trying from this, I think this, I wrote to the Cabinet on the 7th of May to try and take this approach, but obviously clearly fell on deaf ears. So, you know, part of the recovery plan, yeah, I can probably go with, but I think it's if we've taken gone off on the wrong foot. I think what would have been better if we'd actually taken the security response people that are working on that and then transferred those people when at the right time into recovery, they would have had a better understanding about what the community needed, what the island needed, rather than having this silo-based approach, what it appears to be to me.
Thank you.
So I'm afraid I won't be supporting this motion for the first section of my politicised, and for the second, because I don't believe we have got the recovery plan.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Councillor Evans. Thank you. Councillor Garrett, you are next to speak.
Thank you, Chair. I think if these were just words spoken out loud by the Leader of Council, we could probably excuse him on misspeaking, that he would have misspoken, intending to say at least the word authority rather than administration, because it is the authority that has responded in a large part. Ideally, of course, that word would be a phrase that would not just the authority, but every single last person on this island should be recognised in one way or another. Certainly those towns, parishes, community councils that have come together, the community groups that have come together across our island, are a word surely of being recognised in this. And it's not something that the Leader of the Council should have forgotten, because line item 43 of the paper on the report for recovery plan to Cabinet only 6 weeks ago, it does say that further work is needed to acknowledge the efforts of the island community in responding to the pandemic. Quite clearly, further work does indeed need to be done by the administration, as this motion sets out. I concur with Councillor Jones Evans in terms of the recovery plan. At the moment, we have something of a skeletal plan. It sets out many principles, but the action plan that went to Cabinet ran out pretty much at the end of June, and we don't get to see another report on the recovery plan until Cabinet now in September. So I'm not sure, on the basis of the evidence alone of just some dots and barriers, which have been extraordinarily expensive, that we can say that everything is rosy about the recovery plan. But that's a small point, and I wouldn't want to dwell on that. I think we need to, though, come back, and I hope that the Leader of the Council may have picked up my voicemail to him this afternoon, where I suggested to him that he could change the wording and indeed thereby secure much wider support for this. But clearly by his opening remarks, where he mentioned the name of his political party, and I deprecate that. I really do deprecate that. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. This is not the time for political parties to claim any credit, really, whatsoever. It is all of us in this community on the Isle of Wight, all of us in the community of the United Kingdom, across our whole planet, that have been pulling together on this. And some of us, I know, have suffered the worst because of this, one way or another. So, Leader of the Council, please either change your wording or withdraw your motion.
Thank you, Councillor Garrett. Councillor Barry, you indicated you wish to speak.
Thank you, Chairman. I was going to second Andrew's amendment. We talked about this afternoon, and Andrew said he would speak today because he was sure that he would understand. I didn't want to vote against it because I thought that might give a message to all those people, all our staff, John Metcalf and all the rest, that I didn't appreciate all that they've done. This seems to say it ain't them, it's the Tories doing it. And it ain't the Tories doing it, it's everybody. And I think if we could have got hold of David in the nicest possible way and spoke to him and said, our feelings. I think he would have seen what we're saying this sense. And if you listen to what's on tonight, what's been said tonight, I think most people would agree. One of the times I spoke to one of the administration was Claire, when I was trying to find poor places for some health workers who came to the island looking for bed and breakfast to work at St Mary's. And to be fair to Claire, she found accommodation within minutes. And I was really impressed with that. And I appreciate it. And I think that sort of thing, but that's got nothing to do with Claire being a Tory councillor. That's got to do with Claire being a caring person and not working together.
I'm a Conservative, not a Tory.
Anyway, I've said all I'm going to say. If Andrew wants to move that we change it, an amendment, I'm willing to second.
Thank you, Councillor Barry. We've still got a few speakers on this. Councillor Downer, are you next to speak? Councillor Downer? Can you hear us? Could you unmute, please? We can come back to you. Councillor Love, you also indicated you would like to speak.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you. Yes, I think that if the part of the report in the leader's report had been put into the motion with different wording, I think we would have been okay. But I'd also like to commend Councillor Lonsdale for her very good seconding and recognising all the community spirit, the tremendous help from the community and all the people that have helped, and to get through this crisis has been very good. But I think if the wording was changed, we would have been all right. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you very much. Councillor Love, are you able to join us?
I am, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Councillor Stewart for bringing the motion forward. It's well intended, but sadly it then started to lose its way, sadly. And personally, I would always want to thank all of the officers and everybody involved, not only at County Hall, but across the island, as per se. But for me, I would want to reserve my support until after I've seen further down the line scrutiny of what has occurred during this pandemic. And so, therefore, I would genuinely like to suggest that the motion is going to be brought back at a later date, at some point after when we've all had a chance to recover from this pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Love. Councillor Brodie, would you like to speak, please?
Thank you, Chair. I could add to the sense of disgust that from opposition members, but I won't bother. I think it's all been said. I'd like to formally propose an amendment to this motion that hopefully everybody can get behind. And all I want to do is to remove the word administration and replace it with island community. They're exactly the same two words at the end of the motion. This motion should be about the island community, which this council seeks to represent. And I can't believe that any member of this council could oppose a motion with those words rather than administration. And I seek a seconder. Thank you.
Thank you.
I second that, yeah.
Councillor Lilly, you second that. We need to debate that one first. The amendment. Would anybody like to speak on the amendment?
Yes, Chair, I'd like to speak to it.
Councillor Brodie, you first. You'd yes. Like to kick off.
Thank you, Chair. Just very briefly, because I'm aware we've got one important motion at the end of our agenda. Not to bother about the second one, but the important one I'd like to get on to. But it seems to me that Councillor Mosdell is one of the sensible members of this ruling group. A bit like Councillor Price, my own local councillor, with his attitude, Seacoast. Sadly, I can't say that of all of them. And Claire, you should probably write the motions in future. Certainly, I think Councillor Stewart, as the leader, has just wound up everybody. if this gets out to anybody, because it'll go through, it stays as it is, I think there would be disgust amongst many of the community groups. And therefore, I hope that this reflects what Claire talked about earlier, and that we can, as a council, accept it. Well, I would hope Councillor Stewart would accept the amendment. You haven't asked him that yet, Chair. He may well accept it. I would hope he would accept it. And I will say, at the end of this, when we vote on the amendment, I want a named vote, and I seek three people to support me with that named vote now. Thank you.
Thank you.
I support that.
Thank you, Councillor Lilly. Councillor Garrett.
Garrett, you need one more.
We need one more.
Councillor Johnson's.
Councillor Love.
Councillor Love.
Councillor Love. Councillor Andre. Thank you. Councillor Stewart, do you accept the amendment? Would you like to speak on the amendment? Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Obviously, I was going to save my comments for the end, but in order to do what I think all good leaders should do when something intended doesn't have the effect you expect, the principle which I detailed when I spoke, is that this has been ourselves working with many other individuals and partners, and the principle I do accept. If I read it back to Councillor Brodie, that would read that this council endorses the approach taken by the island community in response to coronavirus and the approved development of a recovery plan that looks to review the economy of the island at the same time ensures the continued protection of the island community. I'm comfortable accepting that because I, for one, have made a pioneering effort to keep our community together. And yes, we are the lead authority, but it is everybody. There are so many unsung heroes. I've actually written the words, all those involved, and I was trying to think whether that covers all those involved because it's so easy to forget someone. But if members, and this will be an interesting test of our trueness across the council now, so I'm happy to accept the amendment on the community, and I'll be interested in the name vote to see if my colleagues, who are not all of our political persuasion, can be as humble themselves.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Councillor Mosdell, you seconded Councillor Stewart's initial motion. Do you accept the amendment?
I absolutely accept the amendment. I think we do need to make sure, you know, as I've emphasised, this has been an all-island piece of work. But what I do want to reiterate is we are not at the end. We are not at the end of this pandemic. So we can all congratulate each other, but what we need to do is keep really aware that we are not at the end of the pandemic now. You know, we talk about recovery and economy, but we have a long way to go yet. So we need to make sure that we do support the local community, because we will still need them and everything that has been involved in the work that's been carried on so far, and to support each other.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Mosdell. We've got Councillor Pearce. It's Councillor Beast. Would you like to speak?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm just coming back to really what all the other members have said. Undoubtedly, this has been a community effort and a island-wide effort. And, you know, you cannot mention, as Councillor Stewart said, you cannot mention the numbers of people involved. As myself, as a Cabinet member, I've gone to great lengths to thank all of my team involved, as have all the other Cabinet members at various points in this. But I think it's also important to point out that what this administration has shown is leadership. And it's been strong leadership, and it's been well thought of. Without that leadership that we have shown as a Conservative Cabinet and a Conservative group in charge of this island's council, without that, you would not have had the coordinated effort that you've had across the island. You would not have had the success that's been achieved. And this leadership comes from a solid, competent administration, and that's something that the island has only had since we were elected as a Conservative group some 3 years ago. So I'm completely on board with the changes and what everyone said, but it should be recognised that it's through our leadership that the success we've had has been as it is.
Thank you, Councillor Beast. Councillor Hastings, you'd like to speak?
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I was going to say something similar to Councillor Peace, but I would like to add a little more. And that is, we've heard quite a lot of comments, and Councillor Brodie, a short while ago, People have been, opposition members have been complaining about the rudeness of the motion, and I think he was quite rude about us, but I just hope that Councillor Brodie and others remember when we come to the budget round, which is approaching rapidly, that they don't do what they've done in previous years and suggest we spend our reserves, because if we had on previous occasions, we would have been like many other authorities in the country heading for a section 114 right now. We would effectively be bankrupt. So it's a good job we didn't listen then, and good job we led in the right way to end up where we are now. And I have no problem with the amendment whatsoever. And it says it in some seven pages of the leader's report and Councillor Mosdell's speech, which was superb. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Hastings. I would like to bring in Councillor John Howe. If you would unmute, please. Councillor Howe. No. Are you there, Councillor Howe? I'll bring in.
No. I'm here.
Okay. Would you like to speak?
Okay,
Councillor.
Right. Thank you very much. I would like to thank, first of all, I'd like to thank Jeff for his amendment, which I thought was excellent. I'd also like to think best of our leader of the council to think that he has made a mistake and he's big enough to admit it and to actually change it. But most of all, I'd like to thank Councillor Mosdell for her speech. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It was so nice to hear a councillor speak out like she did, and I'm glad her horse is better as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Howe. Thank you very much. Councillor Brodie, you would, have we got a procedural motion? Would you like to unmute, please?
Hold on.
Yeah, sorry, Chair. We've been speaking regarding this issue for 45 minutes now. I'd like to move that we move to the vote. The amendment's been accepted. I don't think there could be much more else to say, and I would like to move on. Now look for a second, thank you.
I'll second that.
Second that, Councillor Mosdell, I'll second.
Do you consider it being sufficiently debated?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, sufficiently debated. We go to the vote. Do you want to call? Do you want to call? Very good. Sorry. Thank you.
It's a named vote.
It's a named vote. Well, there's a named vote, so we're recording it. We record it as such. Councillor Abraham, for motion for amendment. Councillor Axford,
for.
Councillor Bertie,
for the amendment.
Councillor Beston,
absolutely for the amendment.
Councillor Brady,
yeah, for the amendment.
Councillor Chapman,
absolutely for the amendment.
It's not amendment,
it's just
amendment.
Can you just say for or against?
The leader, we need to correct that. This is a substantive motion.
Absolutely.
Which has been changed, sorry, Jim. Yeah. Sorry, Councillor Brodie. Yeah, it's a substantive motion that has just been amended. So we vote on that. Is it getting clear? So the council endorses the approach taken by the island community to respond in response to the coronavirus and approve the development plan, development of a recovery plan that looks to rebuild the economy of the island and at the same time ensures the continued protection of the island community. That reads right. So that is what we vote on. Councillor Churchman.
For.
Councillor Hastings.
For.
Councillor Henry.
For.
Councillor Hobart.
For.
Councillor Hollis.
For.
Councillor Hutchinson.
For.
Councillor Kilpatrick. We can come back to Councillor Kilpatrick. Councillor Mosdell. Councillor Mosdell. We can come back to you. Councillor Merwell?
For.
Councillor Outlaw?
For.
Councillor Pease?
For.
Councillor Price?
For.
Councillor Quirk?
For.
Councillor Tindall?
For.
Councillor Ward?
For.
Councillor Whittle?
For.
Councillor Andre?
For.
Councillor Downer?
For.
Councillor Fuller? Councillor Howe?
For.
We
Councillor
Fuller? Councillor Fuller, did you indicate? We'll come back. Councillor Four, that's it. Thank you. Councillor Medland. Oh, something's gone wrong here. Councillor Medland. Councillor Medland.
Four. Sorry.
Thank you. Councillor PC Wilcox.
Support.
Thank you. Councillor Stevens.
For.
Councillor Jones Evans.
For.
Councillor Love.
For.
Councillor Lilly.
For.
Councillor Brody.
For.
Councillor Barry. Councillor Barry. Councillor Garrett.
For.
Councillor Smart.
For.
Councillor Stewart.
For.
Your motion. I vote for as well. We're looking for Councillor Barry.
For.
Got you, yep.
Councillor
Kilpatrick. No, he's not there. Thank you.
Councillor Mosdale.
Councillor Mosdale. Councillor Mosdale. No. Lost her.
Lost internet connection.
Lost
connection. Yes.
Okay. Supposed to. Okay, right.
Councillor, did we get
Councillor
Ford?
Councillor Fuller, yes. Yeah, of course. Thank you.
36-4, none against and no abstentions.
36-4, none against. Thank you. That is carried. Thank you very much. We've gone to